All right, so let's dive into some of the insights that came out of the KMNI for Legal Conference 2024.
Yeah.
You're obviously here because you're interested in kind of staying on the cutting edge of legal tech.
Absolutely.
And this conference really seems to be a hub for that kind of thing.
For sure.
We've got trends, we've got practical tips, and we've got some pretty deep discussions all packed into these sources.
Yeah, I was really impressed. I mean, this was only the second KMNI for
Right.
Legal organized by Patrick DiDomenico, but it's already attracting some pretty major players in the legal tech space.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we saw some familiar faces like Clear People. You know, they were a diamond sponsor
Right.
with their AI-powered Atlas platform.
Yeah, that's a really cool platform. I've been looking into that.
Yeah, and then a bunch of new innovators too.
Yeah, it seems like things are moving so quickly, and it's great that this conference is highlighting that.
Yeah.
I think what struck me as I was going through all this material is that the legal industry isn't just focused on new tools, right? It's like they're really grappling with this idea of how to leverage knowledge better. Like, how do we make knowledge management effective? And how do we get lawyers excited about it?
Totally.
Those seem to be the big questions.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the conference did a great job of addressing those head on.
Yeah.
I think one of the key takeaways for me was this whole evolution of knowledge management itself.
Right.
Remember KLM 1.0?
Yeah.
That was all about making legal service delivery smoother.
Right.
But now we're talking about KLM 4.0, which is about using knowledge to transform the entire
It's
business.
a total shift.
Absolutely.
So how do we bridge that gap?
Yeah, that's a question, right?
I mean, the APQC defines knowledge management as, and I love this phrase, a systematic effort to enable information and knowledge to grow flow and create value.
Right.
But how do we actually make that happen in a law firm?
Yeah, well, I think we had some really great examples from firms like Paul Weiss Shepherd Mullin and Fisher Phillips. You know, they shared their experiences with different KM initiatives, the wins, the challenges, the lessons learned.
Yeah, I thought the Paul Weiss presentation was really interesting. They were talking about litigation teams that are demanding a new document management system,
Right.
which is a pretty common scenario,
Right,
right?
for sure. It happens all the time.
But instead of just jumping on the latest tech, they did something really smart.
Yeah, what'd they do?
They took a step back and they really analyzed why people were unhappy with the current system.
Oh, interesting.
And it turned out it wasn't just about the tech itself, it was about inconsistent protocols for managing files and a lack of training on how to use the existing system effectively.
So it's not always about buying the new shiny toy. Like, it's
Exactly.
about figuring out what the root of the problem is.
Right. Because it's so easy to think, oh, a new system's going to fix everything.
Yeah, new system, new me, right?
But often it's the processes and how people are using or not using those tools that's the real issue.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, Paul Weiss's approach is a great example of how important it is to understand the human element in KM.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about the tools, it's about the people using them.
For sure. Okay, so Paul Weiss tackled the document management system dilemma. What about Shepherd Mullin? What were some of their key takeaways?
So they focused on something that I think is often overlooked,
Oh.
which is associate training.
Interesting.
They completely changed how they onboard new lawyers.
Okay.
Instead of overwhelming them with info on every single tool the firm uses, they created this really engaging program.
I'd love to hear more about that because let's be honest, most training programs are pretty dry.
Oh, they're the worst.
So how do they make it engaging?
So it was all about active learning.
Okay.
Junior associates developed case studies. Senior associates held office hours to answer questions and provide guidance.
Cool.
And then the first year, associates presented their findings.
Wow, so they're really getting involved in the process.
Exactly. It's about, you know, learning by doing and making it relevant to their day-to-day work.
Yeah, that sounds like a way better way to learn than just sitting through a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, 1,000%.
Okay, so now Fisher Phillips, they took kind of a different approach. They were all about using AI to anticipate client needs. Tell me
Yes.
about these automated dingers they talked about.
Yeah, this is a really innovative use of AI.
Okay.
So they set up this system that automatically alerts their attorneys when a client is facing specific legal action.
Like what?
So, like a lawsuit, an NLRB charge, an OSHA inspection,
Oh, wow.
things like that.
So it's like a proactive early warning system.
Exactly. And it lets them reach out to the client before things escalate.
Interesting.
You know, really add value and stay ahead of the curve.
That's brilliant. I love that.
It's cool stuff.
Such a good example of how AI can enhance both KM and client service.
For sure.
And it reminds me of another key theme that came up a lot at the conference, this increasing importance of automated tagging.
Yes.
In modern KM. And, you know, it's not just about finding documents faster.
Right.
It's about making it easier to share knowledge and collaborate.
It's about connecting those dots.
Yeah.
And making information useful.
Right. And it also makes all those AI-powered systems even smarter.
Oh, for sure.
The more organized and tagged our data is, the better those systems can work.
Yeah. It all works together. You can't have one without the other.
Right. And that leads into another important aspect of modern KRM, this idea of design thinking.
Yes.
So it's not just about the technology. It's about understanding the people who are going to be using it.
Exactly. We have to design solutions that are intuitive, user-friendly, and truly valuable to lawyers.
Right, because if they don't see the value, they're not going to use it.
100%.
Which is a challenge in and of itself, right?
It is.
The legal profession isn't really known for embracing change quickly.
That's an understatement.
There were some interesting discussions about how to overcome that resistance to change.
Yes.
And it seems like there's no magic bullet. But effective change management is absolutely crucial.
It is.
If we want to drive KM adoption.
Yeah, it's about understanding lawyers' motivations, addressing their concerns, and showing them the value of KM in a way that resonates with them.
Okay, so speaking of demonstrating value, let's talk about the Lex Prize winners.
Yes.
These are organizations that are doing some really amazing things with KM.
Absolutely.
One of the most impressive examples for me was Legal Services NYC.
Yeah, they're doing great work.
They developed this KM portal that combines elements of a social network, an intranet, and enterprise search.
It's really cool.
So it's like a one-stop shop for all their knowledge needs.
Exactly. And it lets their attorneys share and find knowledge so easily.
Which is especially important for an organization like Legal Services NYC.
Right. Where resources are stretched thin.
Yeah, it's a great example of how KM can actually improve access to justice.
Uh-huh.
It's not just about making law firms more efficient. It's about making legal services accessible to everyone.
I love that point.
And it highlights something really important, that KM is about so much more than just managing documents.
For sure.
It's about leveraging knowledge to improve client service, enhance decision making, and ultimately deliver better legal outcomes.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, so we've talked about the evolution of KM, the importance of understanding the human element, some inspiring examples of KM in action.
Yeah. We've covered a lot of ground.
But we've only just scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah. There's so much more to unpack. You mentioned AI, and that's where things get really interesting. You know, the conference really highlighted how AI is transforming document management systems.
Yeah, DMS. It's like we're moving away from just storing documents to these intelligent platforms that can help us be more efficient, uncover insights that we wouldn't see otherwise.
That's amazing what AI can do. Imagine a DMS that can just pull out all the key info from a huge document, connect the dots between different pieces of info, and even come up with insights that would take humans forever to find.
It's mind-blowing when you really think about it, how AI could change the way we work.
Yeah, but to really leverage the power of AI, modern DMS, need a few key capabilities.
Okay, let's break it down. What's the first thing a DMS needs to be AI ready?
So first, it needs to be able to extract document and metadata.
Okay.
We need AI that goes beyond simple keyword searches.
Right.
It needs to understand the content of legal documents, even those really complex ones.
So not just finding a word, but understanding what that document is actually about.
Exactly. And it needs to be able to extract information from all sorts of documents, like images, tables, and then tag that information with the right metadata.
Right.
This makes it easier for us to find what we need, and it also allows AI to do its magic with analytics and insights.
Got it. So document and metadata extraction. That's step one. What's next?
Vector embeddings. This one's a bit technical, but think of it as a way to represent text as a bunch of numbers.
Okay.
These numbers capture the meaning of words and how they relate to each other.
So it's not just matching keywords. It's understanding the meaning behind the words.
Precisely. Vector embeddings allow for what we call semantic search, which means the DMS can understand what you're looking for, even if you don't use the exact same words.
So it's like having a DMS that actually speaks legalese.
Exactly.
Okay. So vector embeddings make the DMS smarter. What else is on that AI must-have list?
Knowledge graphs.
Okay.
These are like maps of information that show how different pieces of information are connected.
I see.
For example, a knowledge graph could show the relationship between a case, the relevant statutes, key precedents, the parties involved, all that stuff.
So instead of just finding a document with a certain keyword, you can see how it fits into the bigger picture.
Exactly. It allows for more complex searches and helps us understand those connections between different pieces of information.
Okay, so we've got document and metadata extraction, vector embeddings, knowledge graphs, anything else?
Yeah. The last key element is unified data access.
Okay.
This basically means that the DMS needs to be able to connect with other systems.
Like what kind of systems?
Client relationship management systems, billing systems, external legal databases, you name it.
So it needs to be an open system.
Exactly. That's how we break down data silos and get a complete picture of the information we need.
This all sounds amazing, but I imagine it's not easy to implement.
You're right. There are some serious challenges when it comes to modernizing a DMS.
Like what?
Well, a lot of firms are stuck with these outdated systems that weren't designed for the AI era.
Right.
They're fragmented, siloed, and just not equipped to handle the demands of modern legal practice.
And then there's the whole issue of information governance, right?
Oh, absolutely.
If our data is a mess, AI can't really work its magic.
We need clear policies, processes, and controls for managing our documents to make sure that data is accurate and consistent.
Right. And let's not forget the headaches that come with mergers and acquisitions.
Ugh, don't even get me started.
Integrating different systems and data structures can be a nightmare.
It's a huge pain point, and then there's the sheer volume of data that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Law firms generate so much information, it's impossible to manage it manually anymore.
So AI-powered tools are essential. It all sounds a bit overwhelming, to be honest. Where do we even begin?
I think the key is to take a strategic and iterative approach.
Okay.
Start by assessing your current capabilities, establishing a clear information architecture, and then evaluating the different vendor offerings that are out there.
So we don't need to do everything at once.
No, start small, do some pilot projects and focus on change management.
Right.
Get people comfortable with the idea of using AI. And remember, this is a constantly evolving landscape.
Yeah, for sure.
We need to be ready to adapt as new technologies emerge.
Okay, so we've got a roadmap for DMS modernization. Let's switch gears and talk about another hot topic from the conference.
Okay.
Generative AI, it seems like everyone's talking about it these days.
And for good reason, it's already being used by law firms to streamline tasks like document drafting, legal research, contract review.
Wow.
Imagine having a legal assistant that can draft high-quality documents in a fraction of the time.
It sounds almost too good to be true.
I know, right?
But I know there are concerns, especially around ethics and client confidentiality.
Absolutely. Data security is paramount. Clients need to know that their information is protected, especially when AI is involved.
Right.
That's why it's so important for law firms to have clear policies and procedures in place for using generative AI and to be transparent with their clients about how their data is being used.
And it's important to remember that generative AI is a tool.
Yeah.
It's not meant to replace lawyers. It's meant to enhance their capabilities.
Exactly. Help us work more efficiently and effectively.
But ultimately, it's up to us to use it responsibly and ethically.
Well said. And speaking of enhancing capabilities, the conference also explored the future of knowledge delivery in the legal industry.
Okay.
This is about moving beyond those traditional content management systems and embracing a more dynamic AI-driven approach.
So how do we revolutionize the way we organize, find, and use legal content?
Well, it starts with understanding the difference between content and data.
Okay.
Content is the actual information, like case law or statutes.
Right.
Data is the information about that content, like the case name, date, jurisdiction. AI can help us bridge the gap between those two, make content more searchable and accessible.
And it's about thinking about content in a more connected way, right?
Exactly.
Instead of just searching for a keyword, we need to be able to see how different pieces of content relate to each other.
The speakers talked about creating this constellation of vital phenomena.
Okay.
A way of organizing content so that it's easy to find, reuse, repurpose.
Interesting. So it sounds like we're moving towards a future where AI can anticipate our needs.
Yeah.
Delivering knowledge and data to us before we even know we need it.
Exactly.
Imagine working on a closing agenda and having the system automatically suggest relevant closing document precedents or drafting an affidavit and having the system surface a recent practice note about process changes. That's the power of AI-driven knowledge delivery.
It's amazing.
It's about moving beyond simple search and retrieval and creating a truly intelligent system that can support lawyers at every stage of their work.
I love it.
But to make this vision a reality, we need to start thinking differently about how we manage content.
We do. The speakers emphasize the importance of starting with why.
Why?
Why are some AI projects failing? What are the root causes we need to address those head on?
And we need to focus on the user experience.
Yes.
Making sure these systems are intuitive, user-friendly, and actually valuable to lawyers.
Absolutely. It's a tall order, but the potential rewards are huge.
Yeah.
If we can get this right, we can transform the way legal work is done.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about modernizing document management systems, harnessing the power of generative AI, reimagining knowledge delivery.
We have.
And there's one more important topic we need to touch on.
What's that?
How to actually structure KM and innovation teams.
Yeah, that's important.
This was another key theme that came up at the conference.
It was.
Because having the right people and the right structure in place is crucial for success.
Absolutely.
So what were some of the insights from the conference on this?
Well, we saw a wide range of organizational structures, everything from centralized teams that report directly to the managing partner to more decentralized models where KM and innovation are embedded within different practice groups.
So there's no one-size-fits-all approach?
Not at all. It really depends on the specific needs and culture of the firm.
It seems like it really depends on the firm and their needs.
Exactly. But one thing that all the speakers agreed on was the importance of having a clear vision and strategy for KM and innovation.
Right.
It needs to be aligned with the firm's overall business goals.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's really difficult to get buy-in from lawyers and staff, and even harder to achieve meaningful results.
Makes sense. It's about creating a culture of innovation.
Uh-huh.
Where everyone understands the importance of knowledge management.
Right.
And feels empowered to contribute.
Exactly. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the KM&I for Legal Conference 2024.
What a journey. We covered so much ground, from the evolution of knowledge management to the power of AI to the importance of the human element. I don't know about you, but my head is spinning with ideas.
Mine too. This conference really highlighted the incredible pace of innovation in the legal industry.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be a part of it.
It is.
So for those of you listening, what were your key takeaways from this deep dive?
Yeah.
What stood out to you as the most important trends or insights?
If I had to pick one overarching theme, I think it's that the legal industry is at a turning point.
Okay.
We're seeing this shift from reactive to proactive knowledge management, from siloed information to connected knowledge, and from human-centric to AI-augmented workflows.
It's a time of both incredible opportunity and significant challenge.
It is.
Those who embrace these changes and adapt are going to be the ones who thrive in the years to come.
Absolutely. Think about it this way.
Okay.
AI has the potential to free lawyers from a lot of the tedious tasks that take up so much of their time. What could you accomplish if you had more time to focus on strategic advising, creative problem solving, building stronger client relationships?
That's a really powerful thought. It's not about replacing lawyers.
No.
It's about empowering them to do their best work.
Exactly. So as you continue to explore this evolving field, keep that in mind. How can you leverage these advancements in knowledge management and AI to enhance your practice and deliver even better results for your clients?
The knowledge you gain today is an investment in your future success. So keep learning, keep exploring, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the legal world.
Couldn't agree more.